Would You Rather, the Five Senses Edition.
Welcome to the Rathercast, where this month and every month
we present to you a Would You Rather question, or a series of Would You Rather question. This month, as you heard at the top, we have a handful of questions all about the five senses. 10 questions, to be exact. And none of us have read them beforehand, so these are new to us. They are interesting and complex, and hopefully a little fun. So, gentlemen, are we ready to dive in to the first question?
Sure. No.
Oh, Elodin's not ready. Maybe you'd like to do some more beatboxing from when from during our intro warm-up?
No? No.
Okay. I'm going to cut in some of that. Oh, there it is. And okay. That sound means we're ready.
Would you rather have the ability to see through walls, but only in black and white? I thought you were going to do it. Or have the power to hear people's thoughts, but only while wearing earmuffs?
Okay, so I can either see in black and white. What's the advantage of that part? What was the complex thing?
Have the ability to see through walls, but only in black and white. So you can still see in color. Just if you're
but
looking through walls.
If I want to look through a wall, I can see it, but in through black and white. Okay, that's kind of cool. Or
what's my hear people's thoughts, but only wearing earmuffs.
So if I put on a pair of earmuffs, I can hear their thoughts.
Earmuffs for warmth, though, that you can still hear everything.
So nobody can hear their thoughts.
So I already have my answer, and I'm going to answer right away, so you guys can think about
it. Go ahead.
So I have to choose the see-through walls because I don't want to know people's thoughts.
That's true.
I really don't want to know people's thoughts.
Oh, because you feel like they might be thinking bad things about you all the time?
Well, not that, but
I don't know why I went there.
Maybe partially that, but I just don't really want to be able to see.
You don't
want to
invade people's privacy necessarily.
Yeah.
Although being able to see through the walls, you'd also be able to.
But what if you're walking by a bathroom?
Ugh.
Well, you can choose.
Don't look at that door.
You can definitely choose.
It would be in black and white,
I guess.
Also, seeing things in black and white would be kind of cool.
You might accidentally look through a wall and see in black and white. But you can only hear thoughts if you put on the earmuffs.
So I'm guessing that's your choice?
I'm going with the earmuffs because I have more control. And then because there probably are times when you'd want to hear people's thoughts and it might be helpful and advantageous. And they're going to see that you're wearing earmuffs. They're going to think that you can't even hear what they're saying, let alone their thoughts. It's very sneaky. Ellen, what's your answer?
My answer is look through walls, because if someone found out that you could do that.
If they found out about the thought thing?
Yeah, they would be like.
They're never going to go anywhere near you.
No. And that
How
seems
close
like a
do
really
I have to be to hear someone's thoughts?
Not specified.
From across a football field?
Maybe.
Across the planet?
Oh. Whoa. Across the planet. I don't know about that.
All right. Could discover alien intelligence.
Ender, hit us with question number two.
Would you rather have the sense of smell so heightened that you can detect scents from miles away, but everything you smell is intensified to an overwhelming degree, or have the ability to taste any food and immediately know its ingredients, but never be able to taste sweetness again?
Oh.
Bummer. Giving up sweetness to taste all the ingredients.
Really bad.
No, the other one was good, wasn't it? You could. Oh, it's you get the super intense smell, right, from really far away.
Yeah, but it's intensified to an overwhelming degree.
Oh, so you can be overwhelmed by the. Huh.
Yeah,
but
you would
what
smell
if you're just
everything.
Walking by.
What was the, I'm sorry. What was the second part?
Or someone farts in front of you.
Of course, that's where you
Holy
went with this.
Holy smokes, that'll be bad.
I mean, it said even from far away, so it wouldn't even be.
Yeah,
you would be hear it from across the planet.
You'd be getting slapped in the face from smells at all times. Wait, but you'd have to be deliberate, like you're trying to figure it out, right? Or if I give up sweet, if I give up the taste of sweet, then I can know the exact ingredients of anything.
And you can still have sweet stuff, just you won't be able to taste it.
Hmm. That actually might be advantageous for me, because I have
I
such a
I
sweet tooth.
I think I have to choose the taste.
I'm going to go with the taste thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the taste thing, because then it'll get me off of as much sugar.
Because then I won't have to eat as much sugar, Although, but even sometimes ordinary food, you want a little sweetness with the savory. It's going to be a little bit of a
sour
sacrifice, but Yeah. Between the two, that's what I'm going with. Question number three.
Would you rather have the ability to feel others' emotions through touch, but feel them as physical sensations on your own body, or have the power to taste emotions, but only when someone is crying?
Oh,
so I don't want to be sad all the time.
Wait a minute. Taste emotions. Ugh, what is... Blech. But only if they're crying. Well, then we know that they're sad. That question seems a little faulty to me.
I'm doing the first one.
So
what was the first one?
Are these AI?
These are AI generated questions. So that sometimes they're a little wonky.
But what was the first one?
What was the first half?
Would you have to feel others' emotions through touch, but feel them as physical sensations on your own body?
Oh, so if I touch you, I can feel your emotions physically. That's kind of an interesting little trick.
Would be cool. And then also,
because then I could really empathize with you. I'd physically know.
I can also control it.
You can turn it on and off. Oh, right. You can decide whether or not you're going to touch somebody.
Yeah, I can decide whether I want to.
That's going to be really complicated for me because I'm a massage therapist. It's going to be really intense, all the sessions. But I'll really know how my clients are feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
But that might be kind of an invasion of privacy.
I think we're all on the same.
But still going to go with it.
Same place. Are we all on the same page then?
Question number four.
Okay. Would you rather have the power to instantly memorize any scent you encounter but lose the ability to smell your favorite foods, or be able to perfectly mimic any voice you hear but permanently lose your sense of taste?
I'm not gonna give up taste. The first one, what was the caveat on the first one? Tell me the whole part of the first one.
Memorize any scent you encounter but lose the ability to smell only your favorite foods,
but you can still taste
your foods or food
favorite foods.
Oh, I'm going to give up all. Like, it won't be able to smell ice cream or pizza.
But smelling stuff isn't a big deal.
But smell is a huge component of taste. You can't smell it.
But
then
they never said you lose taste, too.
Right, just the smell. So you wouldn't taste it as intensely. You'd still taste it.
Yeah.
So I'd have to do the first one.
Yeah, first one. Interesting. That second part was no good.
No.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the ability to see in complete darkness but have blurry vision in daylight, or have the sense of touch so sensitive that you can feel the slightest breeze but lose the ability to feel warmth? So,
definitely not the second one.
Blurry vision in daytime.
Yes. I'm assuming I can correct my daytime blurry vision. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely.
So I have to wear some kind of special glasses.
But then, if you're in darkness,
perfect night vision.
You can.
That's what I'm definitely going with.
Then you
definitely
just become like.
Now, what if you couldn't correct your daytime vision? You had to just live blurry during the day. Would it change your answer?
No, because I just live in the night. I just work a night job.
Oh, you just flip. You just live in the darkness, and you'd save all that money on energy.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you can find someone else who can also see in the dark to hang out with,
or just find some nice night vision goggles.
Or you can hang out with blind people because they can't see anyway. You could be their best friend.
All right. I think we're on six.
Six or seven. Six.
Would you rather have the power to hear the faintest whispers from miles away, but be unable to block out any sound, or have the ability to taste any food from afar but lose the sense of touch in your hands?
Oh, that's a really hard one, because the first one you'd be overwhelmed by.
Hear the faint,
any disgusting smells within the miles.
Wait a minute. The first one is you can hear the faintest sound, but
be unable to block out any sound, or have the ability to taste any food from afar, but lose the sense of touch in your hand.
Any disgusting sounds nearby, you'll hear it.
I have to go with the sound. I can't give up my sense of touch.
Yeah, same.
I think I'm going to go with the touch because it just said in your hands, not in your arms or
so
anywhere
you can
still else.
Feel,
yeah.
So, yeah, but, oh, that's quite a sacrifice.
It's true, but
and,
I
but what do you
like,
gain by giving up the touch?
You gain taste. Wait.
Of taste things from afar?
No, have the ability to taste. Yeah,
I could always taste ice cream, and I could be eating carrots and taste ice cream.
Oh, you can do a little swap out. Uh-huh. Eat healthy, taste the junk food.
Yeah.
Oh, clever. But You won't be able to feel anything with your hands. That's a trade-off. What are you going to do? That's how these questions work. Next question, please.
7. Would you rather have the sense of taste so refined that you can distinguish between every ingredient in a complex dish, but never be able to enjoy your favorite food again? Mm-hmm. Or have the ability to see every color imaginable, but be colorblind to red?
I don't even like red that much, so.
Give up red. What does red show up as?
Red?
I mean, if you can't see red, what does it look like instead? It's got to look like something.
White, I guess? Black?
Black. I don't know. it's just blacked out? I feel like the first half of that. Tell me the first half again.
Have the power to... No, that's different one. Sense of taste so refined, but never be able to enjoy your favorite food again.
Wouldn't you eventually just develop a new favorite food?
Yeah, that's what I
feel like.
But
especially then
you wouldn't
because
taste that.
Oh, as soon as something becomes your new favorite, you lose it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the would you rather curse.
I'm going with the first one because you could see night vision, you could see infrared.
Wait, what are you talking about? I thought it was a taste thing.
No.
Or have the ability to see every color imaginable. Colorblind to red.
So you're giving up red.
Yeah, I'm giving up red.
I'm doing the other one.
I'm giving up red because the other one's too harsh.
No, I'm going to develop a new appreciation for foods on a different level because I can taste every ingredient.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Would you rather have the power to feel others' pain and instantly heal them, but suffer from phantom pains yourself, or have the sense of smell so acute that you can detect danger through scents, but always smell like the last thing you ate?
So your body smells like the last thing you ate.
Which means every meal you need to have a mint.
but you can smell danger.
Yeah, I'm doing the second one because you could just, like Andrew said, have mint.
You just always have mint leaves at the end. There's a hack for that one.
I would have to do them.
But tell me the first part again. That sounded really challenging.
You'd have to feel others' pain.
Others'
and instantly
pain.
Heal them.
But
suffer from phantom really pains.
So you'd have phantom pains, like pains you feel, but there's nothing actually causing it. It's like,
because I think
feel
I can
it.
Get therapy for that.
What
if
you feel
that?
Like you're gonna die, like someone's dying, and then you hear
I don't know if you want to sign up for phantom pain.
Is that actually a thing?
But being able to heal people is pretty powerful. So you'd be a sacrifice in order to be able to help people. That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not that.
I'd probably
that's a complicated
nice
one.
I'm not that
okay.
Nice.
Would you rather have the ability to taste music, but only when it's played at a volume that causes discomfort? Or be able to see people's auras?
Aura.
But have them appear as random colors that make no sense to you.
Aura is like someone's like energy field. It's kind of a woo-woo thing. Their energy. See someone's energy, so you can see it, but it's just in random colors and you can't make sense of it?
Yeah, you can see it, but that's basically nonsense.
But the other one was that you can taste music.
But when it's played uncomfortable.
I don't want to have my ears hurting all the time, so I'd rather just see
people.
But
you don't ever have to use it. The Aurora is totally useless because they're...
I would just be kind of cool. Also, maybe you'd figure it out over time. It would like look random, but then you'd start to know. I'd be like, Ender's aura in the morning when he has to get up early for school is all dark colors and red because he's grumpy and angry because he has to get up so early.
It's not my fault. I have to get up at 6:15.
So I would learn that over time, and then I'd start to like be able to figure out what your aura is at different times. I'm going with the aura one.
I'd say
aura.
Yeah. Aura.
Is this the last question?
Yes.
We need the noise.
Number
final question
10.
Of today. Okay.
Would you rather have the sense of touch so refined that you can feel the texture of objects without touching them, but be unable to feel physical contact with others? Or have the power to taste memories, but only when they're traumatic?
I don't want to give up my sense of being able to contact people, so I'm going to have to
taste memories.
Traumatic
I'll
memories,
have to taste
which
traumatic
I'm guessing
memories.
they're bitter and...
Or,
salty?
Or, yeah. Well, what if it's like good memories.
Well, like they said traumatic. You could only taste them when they're traumatic memories, meaning like something bad happened.
What if something so bad happened it was good for you?
Bad for them, but good for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Like you found a penny that killed a person, but it was good for you because you became richer.
By one penny? That's good for me?
By a penny. Wow. A penny.
Wow. Or you found $1 million, but he killed someone else.
I see.
Good for you, bad for them.
Bad for them. It would taste bittersweet, I suppose. Well, gentlemen, we did it. That was the Five Senses edition. We'll be back in April with more funny noises and maybe some beatboxing. Go. Okay. We're going to have to work on those skills. And we'll be back with some fresh Would You Rather questions. You know where to find us, therathercast@gmail.com,
therathercast.com.
Submit some questions. We'll dig up some guests.
Yeah, we have to
Until next time, we can't wait to catch you right here on...
The Rathercast.
Submit questions.
The Rather. Wait a minute. Let's try one. One. Let's try the three. The three of us will do the popping noise on the Rathercast. 3, 2, 1.
Wait. 3, 2, 1.
This is too weird. All right. Out.
Would you rather show your love for the Rathercast by supporting the show? Or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons. Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com.